our Remake cloth out at night and covering those tomatoes?
Well, that Remake cloth, you know, we've talked about it all year long. We've used it early in the spring as a warm blanket. We've used it in June when to cover our strawberries when those robins were getting at it. We used it to cover our greens because the grasshoppers were eating it. And now we're going to use it to put back over our tomatoes and some of our other tender plants that are still producing fruit to keep a little bit of heat inside of it and to keep some of that early frost off of it so that we can just extend our harvest. So as these temperatures begin to drop, you know, when in my garden, when the temperatures are down to, oh, I don't know, down into the low 30s, let's say, although maybe I may not get a frost, I tend to just begin to cover some of these plants up just because I don't know exactly how cold it's going to get.
Mm-hmm.
It's like throwing a little warm blanket on. My plants thank me, and sometimes it really does protect me from some of these frosts that I wasn't aware were going to hit. So,
okay, so 40.
That's a good thing.
Okay, so when it looks like we might get into the 30s.
Yeah, just keep an eye on the weather report. Yeah. If you've got an easy access to what the lows are supposed to be this coming night, you know, just check in every night just to keep an eye on what the weather is going to be. And